Wow, it's good to be back. For you guys that are visiting, my wife and I, Lynn, wave at the yellow lady. She dressed me. I said, yes, dear. Put it on. Oh, let's match. Oh, whatever. Okay, I'm here, right? And so we've been off for a week on vacation. Went down to New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and had a little time. And an old friend blessed us with a nice little bed and breakfast. And so we really enjoyed ourselves. Had to come back a little early, but that's okay. We rested at home. So thank you for allowing us time to go and rest. Really appreciate that. And I want to welcome the visitors. So if we have any visitors with us, we've got a good crowd, don't we? Amen? Praise the Lord. And if you are a visitor, maybe first time or second or third time, we have a little visitor's card in the front pew, somewhere around in there. And if you could fill that out and give it to one of us or me, we'd be glad to pray for you. And if you have any needs, let us know, you know, for sure. As Derry mentioned, tonight is a fifth Sunday night sing. And so the deacons want me to remind our church family here, if you guys don't mind, kind of parking back over here on that side. And even for some of you who are comfortable, could you park in the back here? You know, if you got a four-wheel drive or something, you know, in the back door. So we're going to allow our, you know, all the visitors and other churches maybe to park up here. So if you don't mind, let's do that. And this is fifth Sunday for sure. So what we started is we want to, on the fifth Sunday, obviously we're doing the fifth Sunday night sing. And I want to be able to focus on home missions. So if you're here visiting with us this morning, or this is the first time you've been here for a while, we're doing something a little bit different this morning. Every fifth Sunday in the morning, I want us to focus on home missions, home local ministries. And I was looking at the financial part, and our church gives, you know, right at $15,000 a year in missions and ministry to, you know, and I think that's awesome. I praise God for a mission-minded church. And we talk a lot about foreign missions. And so I want to take time every fifth Sunday morning to invite a local ministry to share what they're doing right here in our neighborhood, right here in our county or the counties next to us. And last fifth Sunday, remember we had Penfield? Everybody remember that? Penfield came and had an awesome little testimony. And so this morning I've asked the South Georgia House of Hope. I know the owners and founders of that, they're wonderful, great people, and they love the Lord. And Sharon's not able to be with us today. She's down in Florida taking care of business. But the ladies are here. And so that's what we want to do this morning. We want you guys to welcome them. They're going to come up and share a couple testimonies. And then they're going to share a song with you. And then I'm going to come at the end and bring a little bit of the word. And we'll have church. Is that good? So let's pray for them. Father, I thank you, Lord, so much for this time, Lord. And it is like the song says, it is all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about Pauline Baptist. It's not about the Methodists or Pentecostals or even the Catholics or anybody. Lord, it's about you, Jesus. It's about you and you being lifted up and honored in this house today as we gather as Christian believers, followers of Christ. Lord, you said that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So, Father, as these ladies come up and share, and I know some of them are maybe a little uncomfortable, maybe even afraid, Lord. But you said you did not give us a spirit of fear, but love and power and a sound mind. So, God, I ask you that you anoint each one to come up and share their story. And, Lord, let us all be blessed. Let us be reminded of what the gospel is really about. The kingdom of God is about people being saved and restored. Father, it's about relationships. It's about reconciliation. It's about children coming back to you, Father. It's about us coming back to you. It's about these ladies, Lord, and how their children get their mamas back and their parents get their daughters back and husbands get their wives back. Father, thank you for the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you for Pauline Baptist's heart about spreading the gospel of Jesus, Lord. And we just give you this time, ask you to bless it. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Lauren Sloan. I am the resident manager at the South Georgia House of Hope. August 9th will be 2 years that I've been there, but tomorrow I actually celebrate 6 years of sobriety. Thank you, Jesus. I worked as a nurse before I came to the House of Hope, and I just got so, morally worn down, medicating spiritual problems. What I knew that Jesus could heal, what he did in my life, I knew that it could be done for others. And then the Lord called me to Georgia 2 years ago, and I left nursing, left my career, and now I'm in full-time ministry. I'm actually going back for certified addictions counseling to help with that. But what is so unique and what I think is the most fulfilling part of my job is being able to usher these ladies into the presence of the Lord. One time we were going to share about the ministry, and I was like, God, what do you want me to say? Like, how do I represent or how do I say what we do at the House of Hope? He brought me to that scripture about the friends that broke through the roof and lowered the paralytic down into the presence of Jesus, so that he could heal that friend. And that's what we do. That is my job. That is how I view what I do at the House of Hope. I can't heal them. I can't fix them. I can lead by example. I can live my life with the tools that the Lord has given me to walk out sobriety successfully, and I can model that to them. But I can't save them, and I can't fix them. But I know the one who can. And that is what is so profound about the House of Hope. And I mean, I thought, I'm going to come and serve. I'm going to give back to the Lord. Little did I know, the Lord wasn't done with me yet. I didn't come and reach this point in my life where I was ready to give back. Like, for the rest of my life, the Lord is going to be sanctifying and redeeming me in areas of my heart, It's very, very structured at the House of Hope. They wake up at 6:30 every morning. They spend 45 minutes with the Lord in journaling, quiet time, reading their Bible. By 8:15, all their chores are done. Leave the house at 8:45, 9 o'clock. 3 days a week, they work at our thrift store called Restored Treasures. I've seen a couple of you guys in there. It's off of Exit 16 in Valdosta. It's the largest thrift store in South Georgia. So working there, they don't get paid for it. They volunteer. It's part of their program to help them learn work ethic, communication, team building, any skills you would need to be a successful member of society in the world once they leave the program. They learn to give back. The other 3 days a week they spend in curriculum, personal studies. They have a month-by-month curriculum that they have to work on while they're there. We ask that the ladies make a minimum commitment to 1 year in the program, but typically it averages 13 to 14 months that they complete based on what they do. We also have an organic garden that helps feed us. They work in the garden in the mornings on Wednesday or Friday mornings, and that also teaches, let's get our hands dirty. They learn so many skills at the House of Hope. They, myself included, every single woman that comes to that door has something to teach me that I knew nothing about because I wasn't raised, in a healthy home. But and then we do rallies and church functions. So I live in the house with the ladies, me and my son. I've been a single mom. The Lord used pregnancy. He used my son to save me. That's how I quit doing everything, because I couldn't quit on my own, and I was too prideful to go to a program. But a couple years of sobriety, the Lord got me in a program anyways. So he'll get his work done in us, whether we're open to it at the time or not. But we also have a men's home. We just opened a year ago. April, they celebrated their one-year anniversary, called Evans Memorial Camp, which is out in Lakeland, Georgia. So we're moving in that direction. My son is the first child that has ever lived in the House of Hope with the ladies, and I believe that is where God is going with this ministry, because we have to turn down so many people because we don't take kids. We don't have anywhere for their children to be. And the Lord just opened that door right up. And it's in his timing. It's in his hands. But, I mean, there's quite a few women here that don't have their kids with them and won't for the whole year. But we do have family recovery. Family recovery is usually on the third Sunday of every month, and that provides a safe place for them to come and share where they've been hurt or their trust issues without the explosions or the anger like we talked about in Sunday school this morning. So it just brings, like Dallas prayed, the reconciliation and the restoration for wives and children and daughters and mothers. But that's all I have to say. So I'm going to introduce Haley Howland, which is the program director.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm it's really exciting just that you guys allowed us to come in here. But I just want to share just a little bit of what God's done in my life. I'm actually, a daughter of House of Hope. I learned how to be a daughter there and to be a part of a family. Back in 2012, I entered into the House of Hope, and I was broken. I was 20 years old, and I was a little girl. Before that, I grew up in a home that was very dysfunctional. I had no stability in my life. My biological dad, he was not a part of my life. He was in and out of addiction and in and out of my life. And that left me with some pretty traumatic lies and just scars that I carried around for the rest of my life. Until coming to the House of Hope, just for the simple, my own dad not wanting to be a part of my life, it kind of left this this void in my life of, I'm unlovable, And so from there, I entered into my teenage years and got really hooked up with the wrong people. And by the age of 12, I was getting into heavy drugs, heavy drinking, starting to get into abusive relationships, and also ended up in Greenleaf here in Valdosta, in and out of that, and also rested at the age of 15, and just really broken and just not knowing, who I was. And, so from that, I went to 7 different high schools because I was constantly getting kicked out of school. I was in and out of different homes because I was always just getting in a fight with someone. I didn't know how to express my emotions healthy. And so at the age of 19, I had already been hooked up with heavy drugs, cocaine, opiates, heavily drinking. At the age of 19, I ended up just, coming to this epiphany in my life, I've got to change. But I was doing it in my own strength. And I ended up going to hair school. And from that, my addiction just got worse and worse, and I couldn't keep a job. Basically lying to my family, cheating, doing whatever I could do to get, to live the lifestyle that I was living. And so at the age, I got 19, got kicked out of hair school, and then I finally, at that point, I was living in drug houses and just had no hope. And at the age of 20, I ended up hitting rock bottom. My family didn't want anything to do with me. They were tired of me lying to them and completely broken trust with them. And so from there, I committed to finding, I'll go into detox, I'll get clean, but that's all I really wanted. And I didn't want anything further. But the Lord was speaking to me through this process of coming to the end of myself. And so I called the House of Hope, and I was in detox at the time, and I literally, the woman who was the assistant director, she sounded like an angel on the phone. And I'd never felt that kind of peace just even talking to someone. So I ended up coming out to tour the house, and I was still scared. I was still I can't imagine my life without drugs and alcohol. And but she had walked through that path too and just was encouraging me. And so 2 weeks later, I came to the House of Hope, and I've never been the same. I've fallen in love with Jesus, just passionately in love with Jesus. And the Lord told me at 5 months in the program. I'm sorry. He told me at 5 months in the program that I was going to stay on and do an internship and then do foreign missions. And he also was speaking to me that I was going to have a daughter named Emma and more children, too. And I was also going to have a husband who had walked the same path as me. And just so throughout that time, I just held on to the hope and the promises of God. And just on the hardest days, you know, just held on to those things that he would speak to me. And I literally just heard the voice of God. You know, for my whole life, I never knew that you could have a relationship with the Lord. And, you know, to actually hear him. And so from that, fast forward, I went to, after I graduated, in 2013, I did foreign missions, and I still have that heart. I went to a missionary school in Africa and did some other things with missionary work. And I got married in 2015 to an amazing man who actually walked through the same road as me and got, you know, radically transformed by Jesus. I have a daughter named Emma. It's just like God just completely just fulfilled everything that he was going to say, and he's still doing that. I'm still on. I'm a program director at House of Hope, and just so every day, you know, I just come to work and I'm just like, you know, God, what do you want to do? And just continuing to see miracles in these ladies' lives. Like, I get to watch what God's doing from the beginning to the end, and it's one of the most rewarding things. So that's just a little bit of my story, and I just thank you guys for letting me share. Thank you. And I wanted to go ahead and introduce the video that we have for our ministry. So if you guys would just bear with us, all right? Thank you.
Sharon Wagner, and this is my husband, Rick, and we are the founders and executive directors of the South Georgia House of Hope. We try to teach the ladies that come in here, don't put any limits on the Lord. Don't put any limits on your life, what God can do, and to know that he can take you, this one little girl, and go, you can change your nation. That's our heart for these girls, that they'll come here and they'll find out who they are and how much they're loved. That those wounds and traumas of the past, I didn't really realize how many of them had been abused, usually sexually, usually before they're 6 years old. Compassion, you know, just so I can see others the way that he sees them. Over 90% of the women, and this is one of the main roots of addiction. And no little girl grows up and says, I can't wait to grow up and be an addict or an alcoholic. Every little girl's dream is to be brought. And that's from the Lord. That's the heart that he puts in us. You know, but usually trauma comes in, something happens that causes them to have so much pain that they don't know how to deal with it, and they begin to numb that through using some type of a substance. And so if we can go to the root and heal what was the cause of why they started running from who they truly are and who they're called to be, then they can truly be free. And the Lord said to me many years ago, no more band-aids, no more band-aids. Do not heal the wound of my daughter lightly and say, peace, peace, go your way. So it's not just about behavior modification or making them learn the 12 steps or learn what addiction is or learn what the tools are for them to stay in recovery, those things are all very important, but it's also important and most important, I believe, to heal their heart and heal that deep place that caused them to want to numb reality.
This place, House of Hope, is a home to me, and I'm so blessed that I got to walk through this program, but not only walk through this program, but actually give back to ladies that walk through the program now, give them the love, the care, the hope that I received when I was here. And it's really, truly day-to-day watching miracles come through here and just seeing them coming here broken. And it just is a reminder of what I came in and how I came in and just being restored.
The way that we do it here at House of Hope is by helping them develop an intimate relationship with the Lord. We teach them that He does talk to them, and we teach them how to hear His voice. They journal every day, and when they begin to hear from Him, the Lord, one word from the Lord can do more than a counselor can do in 20 years. So He begins to speak directly into those places in their life that have been distorted, or there's been a lie embedded there by the experiences that they've had. They've been raped or abused or abandoned or whatever the case might be. You know, God wants them to know that He's there with them. He's there now to heal them. He's going to be there with them and walk them through that process. And they're going to come out even better for it. And then they're going to be able to reach out and take the hand of the next young lady and help her up and say, if I did it, you can do it too.
I've never done this before, so it's a God thing that I'm even up here. All right, my name is Jennifer, and I'm 41. I'm happily married to an amazing, amazing man, and together we have 7 children. I grew up in a dysfunctional home. My biological mother left me at a young age, and my father took total control of my life. I was really shy and didn't have many friends. I was molested by a family friend and never told a soul. As a teen, I started experimenting with drugs and alcohol. At the age of 20, I ended up in the Army and married to a man I didn't even know. I had 3 beautiful children, but the marriage eventually led to abuse and him cheating on me and divorce. So I moved to Florida and introduced to crack cocaine, and my life began to spiral out of control. By the grace of God, it was short-lived, and He gave me life back. Short time later, I left my husband, and because of my drinking, I led him back to alcohol. I got to a point where I couldn't even leave my bedroom without getting a shot of whiskey first. I started hiding bottles and putting up walls towards everyone around me. I lost total control of my life. I lost my job, my husband, my family, and almost myself. This past October, I was admitted to the hospital on life support for nearly 2 months due to pancreatitis. My whole body was shut down from the damage I had done. I was released only to find that while I was on life support, I lost my home, my dog, the rest of my family, and custody of my youngest daughter. After 2 months of being discharged, my husband, who I was separated from, still nursed me back to health. But I was at a point where I was ready to give up on life and turn back to the bottle. My sister allowed me to stay with her for a short time. And when I left, with nowhere to go, I totaled my truck on 75 and ended up with a DUI. Physically, I had broken bones, but spiritually, I was totally broken. So February 20th, I called House of Hope and I talked to Haley. 5 days later, I was welcomed into the House of Hope with open arms. Here I've been able to reestablish my relationship with Jesus Christ, and through inner healing, the Lord is helping me to walk through every step of my life in a healthy way. He's showing me where he's been with me in every step of every day. While I've been here, the day before Father's Day, my Nana passed away. But instead of turning to alcohol, I found my comfort in Jesus. He gave me more peace of mind than I could have gotten anywhere else. Before I came to the House of Hope, I was, as I said, separated from my husband. 2 days after being here, he decided to quit drinking and turn his life back over. The Lord is now restoring our relationship so we can have the marriage that God intended for us. He's restoring the relationships in my family I thought I had damaged beyond repair. Just last night, I got a phone call from my daughter. I have been trying to reach out to her since I got here with no response. And when I thought she wasn't going to answer the phone, she finally responded after I talked to you. The best part is knowing that no matter what I've done or where I've been, he gave his life for me, and he loves me more than even I can fathom. And through all this, I'm finding who I am in Christ. I'm able to smile and laugh again. And more importantly, he's showing me I can trust again. And by no means am I making excuses for my life. They're the choices I made, and I take full responsibility. But I needed more than a quick fix. I needed a relationship with Jesus Christ. In closing, I'm encouraged almost daily by my husband to stay strong, stay focused, and keep my eyes on Jesus. So I look forward to what else he has planned for me. Okay.
Like my old grandpappy would say, if that doesn't move your heart, then your wood's wet. Thank you, ladies. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, we've heard the gospel this morning. We've heard the gospel of grace, mercy. If you're out there listening, whether it's on the internet or if you're here with us this morning and you've never met Jesus that they talked about, I invite you to come down and we'll be glad to pray with you and introduce you to. You can have a personal, intimate relationship with God, like she said. It's real. It's not religion. It's relationship. It's about connecting with our Heavenly Father who loves us. And you're an awesome spirit being. Jesus loves you. And if you have a hurt in your past, he can heal you. So much more than a counselor or a therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Thank God we have those folks in those fields, but Jesus can heal you. He said, all ye who are weary and burdened and heavy laden, he said, come unto me and I'll give you rest for your soul. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to minister to you right now where you sit. Allow him to give you peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding, the Bible says. Amen. So we'll have a little song at the end, maybe. Oh, what do you call it? I don't remember what you call it in the Baptist church. What is it called? Invitational hymn. Sorry. I just, you know, Jesus is so much bigger than that. God's love is so much bigger than that. He loves you. He loves me too. I forget those little things sometimes, but I'm learning and growing. I appreciate your patience with me. If you would like to give your life to Christ, if we're going to stand, I'd ask you to please come down. If you have a special prayer, you'd like to come down to the altar. If you have someone in your family, a family member who suffers from these emotional things, these traumas, these anxieties, these addictions, these things that sometimes the enemy can get a foothold in our, right? Get a foothold in there. You can be a Christian and still suffer with these things. If you want to come down and pray at the altar while we do this, feel free. If you have a family member you'd like to say a special prayer for, please. Amen. Jesus.